This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
I love excellence. Don't you love excellence? A minute ago, I was looking at the big screen. It was. The great quarterbacks in the history of the NFL in America, for the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, Captain America. And now it's Nick Saban, the head coach of Alabama. They put a stat on the screen. That's so amazing. Even if you're not a football fan, you tune into my show for politics. You go, what's this got to do with politics? Just, I love excellence. I love perfection. I love people who work hard, put it all on the line. Nick Saban, 11 years as the head coach of Alabama, 5 national championships. Do you understand how many teams are out there and how many head coaches are good? And that he's won 5 national championships in 11 seasons is so over the top and so unbelievable. But wait, it goes further. 22 of his players have been chosen in the first round of the NFL draft in 11 seasons. So he averages 2 first-round picks a year at Alabama. I mean, it's just the most incredible statistic when you realize how many thousands of players. There's probably like, 4,000 or 5,000 players on all the teams together. So to be one of the 32 first-round picks, and he's got 2 a year off his team, that doesn't mean that the whole rest of the team isn't drafted as well. They are. You know, they go in the second round, the third round, the fourth round. Maybe some become free agents. Many of them make the NFL. But 2 first-round millionaires every year out of, there's only 22 players on the field, 11 on defense, 11 on offense. And he averages 2 out of 22 in the first round, instant millionaires. I mean, that's perfection. That's greatness. And I appreciate greatness. And by the way, college football, you can't complain about it. Nobody ever took a knee to the flag in college football this year. No one, to my knowledge, not a single team had a player taking a knee to the flag in college football. So nothing you could say bad about these players that are being drafted now. At the moment, they have not been militarized and radicalized. We'll wait till they get to the NFL, and you know, right now they're all broke. They don't have 2 cents to their name. But as soon as they get million-dollar contracts, that's when they'll hang out with a high-class crowd, and a bunch of white liberals will convince them to be radicalized and hate America, hate the American flag, don't stand for the national anthem, don't sing for the Star-Spangled Banner, don't recite the words of the the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, of course, because now you're making $5 million a year. You know, you just signed a $50 million contract, so now, you know, you need to hate America. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? The national toll-free number of this show is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. I'm your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, relentless patriot, and capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. This show is sponsored by Tangible Investments. They're the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free, beautiful, big, bold, brassy American Silver Eagle worth $20 or so with today's price of silver, call 800-780-9000. When does anyone ever give you $20 of anything free? 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Be the first, be the first 100 in line, and you get that coin now. Operator standing by. 800-780-9000. Visit TII1.com. The toll-free number again, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I got a lot to talk about, but first we'll grab a guy who's been waiting patiently to get on. Caller DG, Deplorable Gary from Las Vegas. Gary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Gary, you there?
Oh, Wayne.
Yes, you're out with me, buddy.
Okay, listen, I'm going to make it fast. Listen, sir, I want to talk to all America. I love Mexicans. They're hardworking people, but it's in our national interest to build an Air Force base in their country and a Marine base and an Army base in their country, not by force, but by NAFTA negotiations. We need to help them. We need to build a wall. We need to straighten out all this nonsense. And we need to leave Afghanistan and give it to the Chinese secretly. Who would more like to get rid of all that opium and heroin than the Chinese and the history they have with heroin? Okay? We just tell the people there we're really, really sorry. It didn't work out. Life's not fair. But we have to take care of Americans. And Mexicans are Americans. Mm-hmm. We're all Americans. You know, not part of the United States, but they're our neighbors and they're Christians and they're not terrorists, Wayne. And we got to help them. It's in our national interest. And they're invading our country with their culture. We need to go over there. And I don't know who said it. Some of our friends like Frank or JD might know who said the best defense is an offense. We need to get going here. Okay? And you're doing a great job. I have to say what I got to say.
All right, Gary. Thank you, DG. Hey, here's the thing. I read you the story, breathtaking homicidal violence in Latin America. It's in the grip of a record-setting murder crisis, 2.5 million murders since 2000. So, I mean, you can't say everybody's wonderful and put blinders on in Mexico or in Central America or in South America. A lot of murderers may be driven by desperation because of socialism, like in Venezuela. Socialism and communism drove these people to become homicidal murderers. Nonetheless, once someone's murdered, you know, just like once a dog is killed, you know, look, you will never in your lifetime, meet a bigger dog lover than Wayne Allyn Root. Never. I mean, I just love dogs. I watch TV shows or movies with dogs, and I always get a tear in my eye. I love every one of them. I'd like to rescue all of them. I'd like to save every dog and every pound. I love dogs. But once a dog has killed, that's it. You got to destroy them. That's the end of it. They can never be around kids ever again. Once a dog has killed a child, you want to bring them in your house to be around your child? So I don't really care why Mexicans and why South Americans and why Latin Americans are in a killing spree of 2.5 million murders since the year 2000. I don't really care. All I know is I don't want them in my country, okay? And I can't tell which one's the murderer and which one's the good one, so we've got to be very careful, got to have extreme vetting, got to build a wall, as Donald Trump would say, have a nice, pretty door in the wall, and that door lets some people in. And when we realize, you know, when we do some research and discover you're not a murderer, then you might be one of the people who gets in. But you might not. You might not. Now, in the face of telling you about the 2.5 million murders, now you have New York Governor Cuomo. He says ICE enforcement is alarming, frightening, has to stop. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, that's the guy who last week said, I am an undocumented immigrant, please deport me. Yeah, we should have done it. Should have absolutely done an ICE raid on the governor's mansion in New York and deported Andrew Cuomo. If someone's going to say that they are an illegal, you got to take them at their word and you got to deport them. So Andrew Cuomo, bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is ratcheting up efforts to block immigration enforcement amid growing campaign pressure. Ah, now I get it. Growing campaign pressure from a further left primary rival, Cynthia Nixon. You know, the famous actress, Cynthia Nixon. And she is running against Cuomo. She's running with, the Workers' Party of New York. And it's basically a communist party. So she's far to the left of even Andrew Cuomo's far to the left. So he's got to go even further to the left to compete with her. So he staged a press conference yesterday where he announced he was sending a cease and desist letter to the Department of Homeland Security following the detention of an illegal immigrant farm worker in Rome, New York by DHS enforcement agents. If they continue, the state will sue them, he said. As governor, my job is to protect New Yorkers, adding the state is providing $10 million to fund lawyers for illegal immigrants. Do you hear this? I mean, this is what gets me so angry. New York never did anything for me. I lived there 27 years, 26 and a half to be exact. I left there when I was still 26 years old, but it was halfway through. What did you ever do for me? You never gave me 1 cent in my life, but you're willing to spend billions on illegals and $10 million just on lawyers, funding lawyers for illegal immigrants who are criminals. What you are is a thug and a lowlife, Andrew Cuomo. You're a thug and a lowlife and a communist thug at that. He says we're going to put ICE on notice for violation of the rights of undocumented people. Last I checked, they are violating our rights by being here. Police can't violate your rights for doing nothing more than arresting a person who's done something illegal in the first place. Cuomo also announced He would bar U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, or we should say ICE agents, from entering state buildings, such as courthouses, if they're not carrying warrants from state judges. ICE going onto the farm without a valid warrant violated constitutional rights, he said. Standing in front of displays declaring New York stands with immigrants. No, New York stands with illegals. These aren't immigrants. They're illegal immigrants. Wow. Just amazing. Cuomo also hinted at the economic importance of cheap labor to the state's economy. We embrace immigration. We embrace diversity. We think it makes us stronger. We think it's an asset to the economy. That's what we believe. All Americans are immigrants, he claimed. That's who you are and how you got here. No, I got here with parents and grandparents who were legal immigrants. Legal immigrants. There's a big difference, Andrew. Wow. His lead is very close over Cynthia Nixon. And New York's economy is deeply dependent on roughly 500,000 illegals to provide cheap blue-collar services to businesses and upper-income residents such as immigration lawyers. But the large population of illegals in the state does cut wages for ordinary American voters such as restaurant workers. After Cuomo's press conference, DHS officials quickly slammed Cuomo's claims, while media sites revealed details about the arrested farm worker and explained ICE's arrest warrant. Wow. It's just a blatant disregard for the rule of law. And I just don't get it. I don't understand why a Trump is afraid to perp walk an Andrew Cuomo out of his own state building. Arrest him. Arrest the mayor of Oakland. Was it Libby Schaaf? Arrest any politician who dares to fight on behalf of illegals. Defend criminals. They're committing crimes. At first, before you do that, before you take that drastic step, just cut off all their money. Cut off every dime of aid to the state of New York and the state of California and the state of Illinois. Screw them. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Wayne Allen Root War Now. This segment of the show is sponsored by Krill Omega 50 by Purity Products. There's no question you need omega-3s. Everybody needs omega-3s. But there's this big debate. You should take fish oil or krill oil. Nutritionists have debated for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill, so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love, and it will boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle. So the debate is over. Put the bottle to the test. Just pay a little shipping. Claim your free bottle right now. Call 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392. 6392 800-399-6392. Thank you, Purity Products, for sponsoring the show. We are back with one of our favorites here, if not the favorite, because she's the only guest I've ever had on twice a week, Megan Barth, and live in studio as usual. So, Megan, hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Her website, ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. So I was on the air. You just were watching the Comey interview, mm-hmm. and your thoughts on that interview were?
I was, like, speechless. I just couldn't believe that the director of the Federal Bureau of Intelligence seemingly has no intelligence about anything. He just doesn't recall. And he doesn't leak, Wayne. He gives. He doesn't like the word leak. He was literally, it was like the Comey's book of rules, instead of the FBI regulations and the law. So he was just kind of making it up as goes. Whatever Comey thought was appropriate is what Comey did.
Whatever Comey thought was appropriate is automatically legal in his mind.
In the first response, I thought so telling, was the first response, Brett Baer asked him, basically, would you still be working for this president if you didn't get fired? He goes, oh, yeah. And he's like, well, I kind of find that a little bit odd, considering you're attacking his moral character. And
his hands.
And personally, and he goes, well, my job is to protect the FBI. And then he said, I think, president. I'm like, no, your job is actually to protect the law.
Right.
and investigate the lawbreakers.
Right.
He didn't know anything about anything. He supposedly is not convinced that the Hillary campaign, through her lawyers and GPS, funded the Steele dossier.
He's not convinced. Everybody knows it. That's a fact, is it not?
Well, not in Comey's law firm, Hillary. Not in Comey's world. No, Comey is in a complete alternate universe.
Comey's in a coma.
And why? Comey's in a coma. He just doesn't recall. He has this selective, you know, Democrats have that automatic response. Do you know that?
And they don't get in trouble for it. Like
yeah, I just don't recall. Oh, well, you were Secretary of State and you just don't recall. Oh, you're the director of the FBI and you just don't recall.
And
I mean, this moron was running. He professes himself in much nicer language. But he is truly either a moron, incompetent, or complicit.
Oh, he's complicit. There's no question where he is. Come on. He's worth millions and millions of dollars. And he got there with the Clintons. Come on. Got there with the Clintons.
Supposedly, he's going to be Monday in D.C. On a book tour.
Yeah, why does that surprise you? He's on a book tour all over the country.
Well, I thought he was going to kind of shut it down, you know, especially because the more he talks, the more he implicates himself and everybody else around
him. Trump.
I mean, why... There was Jeff Sessions not standing outside of Fox News studios and then throwing handcuffs on him.
That's what I'm saying. He's coming to Washington on Monday. So if I'm Trump and Jeff Sessions isn't corrupted and compromised, which he is, if I'm Trump, I order Jeff Sessions to arrest him in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
Right.
He should. When he was walking out of Fox News studio, he should have been arrested for what he gave in that interview.
All right, let's move on to related information.
Oh, and he doesn't obstruct justice. No.
But here's some related information. Thousands of Peter Strzok, Lisa Page texts have been delivered to Congress, and the people in the know claim it could be explosive stuff. So I'm assuming it is explosive stuff, and I'm assuming that it makes the FBI, Comey's former organization, look horrible, which makes Comey look horrible.
It's hard to make it look any more horrible than Comey just made it look. Because literally he was operating by his own set of rules, nothing according to federal regulation, none of the documents he signed. He's supposed to know what's classified, not determined. He should know that he's not supposed to take documents off of a government computer and just hand them out. Here you go.
To his friends.
Yeah, here you go, bud. Take a look at this.
Well, here's my more important thing. Listen, I had a conversation with you on Tuesday, and I took notes, and here's what I said. Mm-hmm. Megan's a liar, Megan's a thief, Megan's a criminal. Anybody could take notes and claim you're a liar, you're a thief, you're a criminal, your face is orange, your hands are big. He made it up after the fact. I didn't really take notes on Megan. I'm making it up is what I'm trying to say. Hopefully you all understood. I was joking. I made it up. I didn't take notes after our conversation. He didn't take notes after a conversation with Trump. He made it up after the fact. And they were exactly self-serving words that he needed them to say. Does anybody get that?
But they certainly didn't implicate Trump in obstruction of justice, which this whole, you know, canard is about.
Yeah, because there is none. There's no Russian collusion.
Yeah.
No Russian collusion.
Yep. No obstruction.
Nothing.
A liar and a leaker and an author.
There's sex with a porn star. That's it. That's what you got. That's all you got. The American people don't care. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Hour, here with Megan Bard. I'm at RootForAmerica.com. She's at ReaganBabe.com. We'll be right back at you. Warren Hour, USA Radio. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, a jury found Bill Cosby guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault. USA Radio legal analyst Frederick Penny explains what's next for Cosby.
He can get up to 10 years in prison and $25,000 fine on each of the three counts. That's important to note, on each of the three counts. So at his age, he could very well be sitting in jail for the rest of his life. However, on appeal, there's going to be some interesting appellate issues. The first issue on appeal was a hearsay issue, and that was whether or not a deposition testimony was allowed to come in that refuted Constance's claim that she was unaware he was romantically interested in her.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up 238 points to close at 24,322. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll
segment of the show sponsored by Blue Blocker. Blue Blocker sunglasses. America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. Over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. You heard me, 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue lights. Blue Blockers sunglasses are the most... Where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they'd be blind today. Amazing. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for the amazing price of $39.95, meaning $20 each, plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers, or in this case, two pairs, with carrying case, neck strap. If you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call right now. Summer is approaching. You'll need some good shades, baby, and you're not going to find the better pair in the world. For $20 a pop, call toll-free 800-722-7777, a Vegas number, if I've ever heard one, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. All right, we're back with Megan Barth.
Hello.
And so, did you hear, by the way, that Trump's wife, Melania, had that big dinner for the French... President Macron the other day.
Yes.
And she put out the silverware that was stolen by the Clintons. Did you know that? It was stolen. They had to give it back. She used that silverware. It was like a subtle dig at the Clintons. She didn't announce it. She didn't say anything. But it's all over the internet that she did that, which I thought was funny.
I think it's her birthday today, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know.
So I think I saw that on Twitter.
But
you know, it's
my daughter. It's my daughter's birthday today. She's 26 years old.
The left is so full of self-loathing, especially women, that this first lady has not appeared on more covers to date than in modern history. I mean, she's gorgeous.
She's appeared, I think, on one cover since she's
one
been
or, one or two, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we couldn't go every week without seeing Michelle Obama or Barack Obama or the kids splattered all over a cover.
Yeah.
Couldn't hold a candle in looks or class.
It's not what liberals think. They think she is just the most beautiful thing that ever lived.
Well, it's not. I'm not saying she's not beautiful, but she's certainly not deserved of, you know, a thousand different covers, and you've got a former and current, actually, supermodel that speaks five languages.
Yeah.
That looks like a knockout in everything she puts on, including the Beyonce hat.
Hey, look, I've been very nice to Michelle Obama. I've said many, many, many times over the years publicly that Obama had a beautiful family, beautiful wife, and beautiful children. I've said that many times. On the other hand, if you compare her to Melania, it's like comparing a Mercedes to a Yugo. She could be pretty, but she's not a supermodel. You know, I drive a Maserati Quattroporte. That's Melania.
Right.
She's a nice-looking Yugo, a nice Toyota Prius. You can't compare it. So the fact that she was on 50 magazine covers and Melania's been on one.
Like a week.
Shows the prejudice.
Like a week. I mean,
but
I
let's get
go.
Away from wives, and everyone's talking about wives and first ladies. Right. Let's move on to the husbands, the real thing, the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw an article in Vanity Fair. I get Vanity Fair free, by the way. I don't think I would ever pay for that liberal rag sheet.
No, you shouldn't.
But I get it free, and I like to look through it. Just like I read, every day I read the Las Vegas Sun inside the RJ.
Right.
Because I like to know what the enemy is thinking. It's great to know what the enemy is thinking.
Well,
so you get the answer.
Pay for it.
So, yes. And so I don't pay for Vanity Fair, and I'm reading it. And there's an article in there that liberals are suffering from Obama withdrawal. They gave a name to it. I can't remember the name. But it's Obama withdrawal. And the article, it's so... I wish I had it in front of me right now. Maybe in the break I'll grab it and bring it over.
Because
you got to hear the way they describe him. It's almost like the writer is a man who's having sex with Obama while he's writing it. Just the most perfect man that ever lived. The most beautiful wife, first lady that ever lived. The most moral man that ever lived.
That's what they did with the Kennedys.
An administration that had no corruption of any kind. They do everything right. And you just go, what world were they living in when I was attacked by the IRS? Because I dared to go on TV and say, yeah, I knew Obama. As far as him being my classmate, I didn't know him. But he was my classmate at college, and I know of him, and never saw him ever at Columbia. And for saying that, the next minute, it was an IRS massive attack against my life trying to wipe me off the face of the earth. You know what you call that? A horrible, petty thug. That's what you call that. Can you imagine if somebody said, Trump's a disgusting human being, and then came home and got an IRS attack the next day, ordered by Trump or his chief of staff? Can you imagine? I guarantee you mine was ordered by Valerie Jarrett. Guarantee you.
Well, and, you know, this is, like, I wrote about this, too. It's the violation of privacy in a weaponized government. And when you look at how the government, any alphabet agency of the government, I don't care if it was the DOJ, the EPA, you know, the IRS, they were all weaponized against their political enemies. You know, all of this corruption that we've uncovered thus far in the last administration, pales in comparison if you were to really prosecute someone like Lois Lerner. I mean, what she did was she threatened and intimidated by using the IRS to stop conservative speech and it had an impact in the elections. And so when you watch that weaponization, specifically the violation of privacy, like you said, you know, your privacy was violated. Michael Cohen's privacy now is violated. Attorney-client privilege is violated.
Everybody.
We
this
would
is a
have
lead
never,
story.
If Hillary Clinton were, thank God, not, but she didn't, but she, if she were to win that election, we never would have found out the depth of the corruption. And I think we're just kind of scraping the top.
Oh, you're saying the depth of the corruption. It's more than that. You wouldn't have found out the corruption. You would have continued attacks on a way
where you
have IRS tax gets me for the next 8 years of Hillary.
Oh, absolutely.
It would never end.
No, it would have been put on steroids. I mean, the faster they can destroy us, the happier they are.
And there was an article today about all of Trump's friends are going bankrupt. All the people who joined him in the administration because legal fees have destroyed them all.
Well, and that's one tactic too, right?
Right.
I mean, this is what they did to the Bundys.
Right. Roger Stone is a friend of mine, you know, a casual friend, but nonetheless a buddy. I can call him anytime on my cell phone and, hey, Roger, how are you? Hey, Wayne. Roger Stone has $500,000 in legal fees. Where does anyone get $500,000 in legal fees? By the way, does anyone realize, just like I always say, I spent $260,000 on Harvard for my daughter, but I didn't spend $260,000, I really spent $520,000 because that's pre-tax. So if you spend legal fees of $500,000, that's $1 million pre-tax on legal fees. Who makes enough money to spend $1 million on legal fees alone? So they will bankrupt you. They will destroy you. They will starve you. You can't pay your mortgage anymore. This is what they're doing to Republican friends of Trump.
Why do you think the lawyers' lobby is one of the largest lobbies that donates to the Democrat Party?
Exactly.
You know, that brings me back to Barack Obama. One of his first bills that he passed was the Lilly Ledbetter Act. Do you know what that was supposed to do?
No, I have no idea. What's that? Who was Lilly Ledbetter?
I don't know much about Lilly, but I do know about the act.
Lilly was
she was some feminist from San Francisco.
Lilly was a liberal.
Let's just, yeah,
you can bet on that.
Of course. Lilly Ledbetter, liberal. It was supposed to basically equalize or guarantee the pay of women in the workforce. After that act was passed, Hillary Clinton still paid less than, what was it, like 70 cents on the dollar to her women's staff.
Right.
She wasn't even complying. It was a gift to the trial lawyers so they could say, see, the woman said she was underpaid. We're just going to sue you, and I will know you settle out of court, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a shakedown.
Right.
This whole entire Russian collusion narrative is a shakedown.
Right.
The rating of Michael Cohen is a shakedown. And hashtag, where is Jeff Sessions?
Jeff Sessions is corrupt. Do you know what he said today? I've got a little note
good
here.
God.
Let's see. Jeff Sessions says, here it is. Hold on. Jeff Sessions says, I do have confidence in Rod Rosenstein. At a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he has confidence in Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Senator Lindsey Graham said, do you agree with me? He's doing a good job. Sessions said
That's
he works.
A leading question.
Lindsey Graham loves Rod Rosenstein, really? Sessions said he works every day to do the job he's called upon to do that got dropped in his lap. Graham asked, do you have confidence in him? Sessions replied, I do have confidence in him. Graham added, I do too.
Oh, what a romance. But, you know, I was watching some of the Senate hearings today. They passed that resolution to protect a special counsel for infinity.
Really? Who heard of such a thing?
I know. Well, obviously Lindsey Graham, because he's the co-sponsor of this bipartisan bill that Sheila Jackson Lee just can't wait to get her hands on in the House and mark it all up.
Look, there's no Russian collusion. Everybody knows that. There's zero Russian collusion.
Right.
But there is Google collusion. I don't get it. If you could argue that Russia tried to influence the election, now that we found out today that Google tried to manipulate all of their search engines so that you could only find good things about Hillary and bad things about Trump, isn't that Google collusion of an American election? Shouldn't the people at Google go to prison?
Are there foreigners that work for Google? Could it be foreign interference in the election?
Well, no, foreign interference in the election is 6 million illegals voting illegally.
True.
That's foreign interference in the election.
No, but, you know, I wrote about this and we talked about this last week. I asked the question in my piece, you know, is Google, you know, basically going to manipulate the election for Democrats in 2018? Well, they've already got practice because they did it in 2016. And this
right.
is why I had quoted Dr. Epstein in my piece. He had released a study in 2015, and he was about to release this study, which just came out in Zero Hedge today through Breitbart. And basically, they've practiced. They change the search
the
results.
Algorithms.
Right. So what they did is they manipulated or changed their algorithms in order to produce only certain search results. You and I went through this last Thursday.
Yeah.
I said, punch in Barack Obama.
Yeah, I know.
The very first page of search results is all praise, and it all comes from basically the same 10 sources. The New York Times.
Washington Post.
The Washington Post. The LA Times. NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN.
You know, the Atlantic.
Yeah. Vox. And even Mother Jones.
New Yorker.
You'll never find Breitbart. You'll never find the Daily Caller. You'll never find the Daily Wire. You won't find Gateway Pundit. You're sure as heck not going to find your my website. And so how they manipulate the search results in the manipulation of voting or readers' opinions.
Right. No, it's scary.
It's a complete, yeah.
It's a complete whitewash.
Well, it's complete propagandized.
Right.
And so you have, you know, this is why I think that tech and the government is really getting too much in bed with each other, because they are the tech titans are all progressives. I mean, even Mark Zuckerberg, he won't call it censorship, of course, because that's not what it is.
Mm.
It was just an enforcement error based on the fact that he can't find any conservatives to hire in Silicon Valley.
Listen, it's everywhere. It was everywhere. You take an example of my two young boys, my sons, who during the election were, I guess, 16 and 10, and they'd see everything through their iPhones,
mm-hmm.
and they get the news on their iPhones from Apple, right? Apple and MSN, and the news was 100%. Every article they showed me, here's the Daily News, 12 articles hating on Trump, 12 articles loving on Hillary. Every article made you believe Trump was a racist,
mm-hmm.
hateful, sexist, Islamophobe, whatever. And every article made you believe Hillary was a saint, Saint Hillary. So, I mean, that's total manipulation. That's total censorship.
Propaganda.
And propaganda.
It's propaganda.
Yeah.
Straight up propaganda, straight up censorship.
Like Saddam Hussein's guy. Remember that guy? We will kill every American that comes here. You're all dead. We'll kill you all. I think he was hung. If I remember correctly, he was hung at the war trial. Yeah. So he didn't fare too well.
No.
But he said, as soon as they land on shore, they're all dead. Every American is dead. After that, we killed 300,000 of them, and I think we lost 100 men. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Propaganda galore by the Democrats. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times best-selling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
All right, Wayne, on the report now. This segment is sponsored by Liberty Health Share. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to health care, I think we should change this copy. If you're an American and you're among the 330 million of us who live in this lousy, lousy health care environment, all 330 million of you are scared to death of getting sick, right? And so we have a new solution. Me too. Hashtag me too. Join Liberty Health Share. It's the greatest, man. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. No networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. There's no limits. You know, like if you're with Aetna, they tell you you have to stay in Nevada if you live in Nevada. Really? You can't go to a doctor in California? Nope. Out of network. But here with Liberty Health Share, you can go to any doctor you want anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world for that matters. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the cap. $449 a month is the top. I was paying $2,000 a month at Aetna, and they were covering nothing. So I'm saving $18,000 a year with Liberty Health Share. Thank you, Liberty Health Share, and I'll save another $18,000 this year. Great stuff. This is where healthcare should be. For more information, call toll-free, 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237. If you're driving, you need to write it down. It's 855-585-4237. LibertyHealthShare.org. And if you couldn't take it down because you're driving, just email wainroot@gmail.com, and I will let you know. I get those emails all the time. People say, I was driving, and I couldn't take the information down. What's that IRS lawyer's number? What's that Liberty Health Share number? And I give it to them right away. So you can email me. I'm your source for everything. A couple things I want to talk about. First of all, we didn't get to Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. We must mention it because that'll be the biggest news story leading off the news tonight everywhere.
Today, yeah, all day. It was.
I'm sure it was.
I mean, it was so, like, oh, but you know, it was
America's
a little bit
that.
Much.
America's
it was
that.
A little bit much. I mean, they had a helicopter following the, you know, the dark van taking him home.
Just like OJ.
What is this, OJ?
Yeah.
Like part two. It's kind of silly.
He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, I gather. That's it.
He's facing 30 years. The judge can make it 10. But
he's 80.
But they're going to appeal, and that process will take 2 years. So, you know. will he ever even really see the inside of a jail cell?
He'll probably just die of natural causes or commit suicide, would be my guess. Something like that.
I don't know.
Unless you have an ego like OJ.
The appeal process is going to take a long time.
So. Unless you have an ego like OJ. I mean, OJ, I always thought, would probably... Well, he almost did kill himself. He was on a suicide run. And then he wound up living all those years in prison.
A suicide run going 35 miles an hour down the middle of the freeway.
Well, he had a gun to his head with the A.J. Cowling driving the car, wasn't it?
Right.
A.J. or A.C. A.C. Cowling, whatever his name was. A.C. Cowling.
Yeah.
But his ego survived intact all those years in prison in Nevada, not for murder, but for robbery of his own memorabilia. You know, Las Vegas knows that. A treat O.J. Simpson, baby. And despite all of that, he's got a big ego. I heard he's all over town. He's all over Summerlin trying to pick up the most beautiful women. He thinks he's the gift to God. Good to this day, can you imagine?
But yeah, the pattern of behavior that was established by the prosecution was crucial in this case, and that was good because he had a history with many, many women, as many
he drugged
50,
them. That's
yes, and that was the pattern.
Yeah.
He would drug them with specifically blue pills.
Yeah, that's
I guess they were Quaaludes. You could get Quaaludes at the time.
Yeah.
They wanted to claim it was like Benadryl.
All right, and I wanted to mention this because I am of a Jewish background, and Germany's anti-Semitism chief tells Jews, your fears over influx of Muslim and Arab refugees is legitimate. Duh, you think so?
Yeah, I mean,
but
how
many
nice more
to hear somebody
have to be beaten, killed, you know, attacked for wearing, you know, their, what is it called, the headpiece?
I call it a yarmulke, but there are others give it a different name, like a skull cap, a chuppah, and all kinds of things.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, someone was just attacked for wearing a yarmulke just the other day.
Terrible. On video. They got the whole thing on video.
Right. And so you look at, let's take a look at George Soros real quick, because it ties into Germany. Because why? He's shutting down, well, he's banned from Hungary. He's banned from pretty much every country. He's a man without a country because he's so evil. He's taking all of his companies, nonprofits,
Moving them to Germany
from Hungary.
Perfect.
Because Hungary brought down the hammer. Because all he does is try to overthrow governments. That's right. What he does. Bankrupts governments, overthrows governments. And he's been doing so now by this mass migration initiative. And so you look at Germany saying, oh, yeah, we'll just take 1.2 million of y'all.
1.5 million.
Oh, 1.5 now. Okay.
And he's at the root of it all, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
And so he's moving his anti-Semitic, anti-capitalist, you know, basically straight-up socialist organizations. All they do is cause disruption. He's moving them to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a nice little army built in of violence. And thank God for Richard Grenell. Thank God he was, you know, finally got confirmed and approved.
But you
Cory
know.
Booker did not vote for Richard Grenell, and Cory Booker was the one that grilled Mike Pompeo about, you know, gay stuff,
right? So make sure everybody knows you're talking about. Richard Grenell is the new ambassador to Germany. Who's conservative, who's a Trumper, and who's gay.
Right, so how is that going to
fit into
the whole?
No liberal cares. Not a word in the media.
Mm-mm.
Not a word in the media.
None.
No, and I'm sure, by the way, when he gets to Germany, and he sees all these Muslims, they don't really like gays very much. They want to drop you off a building.
That's right.
So he's not going to be very well loved there, is he? So if
we'll find out.
If he ever, God forbid, gets hurt or killed by a Muslim attacker, what would liberals say? Oh, a gay Trumper was killed. Oh, we won't even mention it. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yeah, it's amazing to me, like, the media white out. It's not amazing, but
I didn't know
the fact that it would
yesterday.
Take 11 years for Trump nominees to get confirmed at the rate they're going now.
I didn't know he was gay till yesterday, so that just goes to show you it's been a blackout in the media. I had no idea he was gay.
Oh, I don't think it was ever a blackout in the media. The blackout in the media is just not following a story and following how the obstructionist Democrats are obstructing everything, including, you know, gay ambassadors.
Right. No, I'm saying that there was never a mention in the mainstream media that this guy Grenell was gay.
Yeah, well, I don't...
They don't want anybody to know that Trump appointed the gay guy to be the ambassador of Germany. That Trump is very
open-minded. Oh, right, because
he's homophobic.
Right.
Right, he's open-minded. He's not homophobic, but they have to make that clear. He's homophobic and sexist and racist. I bet he has more black Americans, Hispanic Americans, gay Americans, and female Americans in positions of power than ever before, far more than Obama.
Well,
he did that as Trump organization.
He's got Kanye and Chance in his
corner. There we go.
I'm out.
All right, Megan, thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Wayne Allyn, War Now on USA Radio, right back on News Max TV.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.